When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
On today's episode, we're highlighting some of the top picks from this year's Free Comic Book Day books for 2024. This is Comic Book Club News for May 3rd, 2024. Tomorrow, May 4th, 2024, is the annual celebration known as Free Comic Book Day. First started in 2002, every year on the first Saturday of May, comic book stores all over the country open their doors and give away comic books in order to encourage new or lapsed readers to return to stores. The books range from reprints to new issues kicking off big events, to previews of graphic novels for kids and adults, and the not-so-secondary goal of the day is to showcase the breadth of the comic book art form and how it's not all capes and fights. That said, before we get into our highlights for this year's books, a few notes up top. First of all, every store has a different deal. Some give away a whole stack of the 48 books available. Others allow one per customer, and other stores don't participate at all. But the not-so-dirty little secret of Free Comic Book Day is that the books are free to customers, but they are decidedly not free for the stores who pay for them. As discussed with my local comic book purveyor this week, they love the extra foot traffic and new faces. And they also noted that it's a great boon to those who can't normally afford to buy the increasing expensive monthly floppies. However, if you can afford comics, I always highly recommend you get your free ones and then purchase as well. In fact, we make that a rule in my family, which I joke my kids hate. If we go to a store where they're getting free comics, and we usually hit up a couple on Free Comic Book Day, they have to pick up something to buy from the store as well. Oh no. Okay, off my soapbox now, let's talk comics, baby. As mentioned, with 48 books potentially available at your local store, there's a lot to choose from, and we're only going to highlight some of those. That's what highlighting means. Let's start with DC Comics, because why not? The publisher is officially teeing up their next big event with the Absolute Power Special Edition, which teams up Amanda Waller with the Brainiac Queen and the evil Batman of Zur-En-Arr to take away all the superpowers in the DC Universe. Over at Marvel, they've got a double hit of big free issues. The first is Bloodhunt X-Men, which continues the just-launched Vampires vs. Heroes story, as well as presenting a story of Jubilee kicking off the next era of X-Men. Meanwhile, Ultimate Universe Spider-Man introduces a new Ultimate Hero and sets up the events of the non-Ultimate Universe Amazing Spider-Man number 50. Over at Image and Skybound, the blockbuster Energon Universe gets three new stories in one book featuring Void Run, Rivals, Transformers, and G.I. Joe. At Dynamite, if you've been enjoying Warner Brothers titles like Thundercats and Space Ghost, you can check out a preview of the next title, Johnny Quest. IDW is holding back on the big TMNT title written by Jason Aaron coming later this year, but are putting out a very fun book featuring the turtle-shaped Night Watcher and a backup story about Splinter hanging out at home alone. Dark Horse has a Hellboy Stranger Things book with short horror tales from their respective universes, while Boom Studios The Worlds of James Tynion IV reprints several spooky stories from the author. And staying on the creepy front, Archie Comics has The Cursed Library Prelude, which weaves together a number of their horror tales and characters. A few more highlights before we wrap up. Papercut's Encanto Turning Red brings the animated properties to comics. Dying Inside from Pete Wentz previews that graphic novel's dark fantasy tale. And finally, The Valiance brings back the battered but still trucking along superhero superhero universe once again. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Have a great time this weekend, pick up some free books, and support your local comic book store.
Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.